Weiter in Oraisa, we are in Tainis Daf Chaf Vav Amarav, picking up on Chaf Heim Beis Barabam at a pace, but you know what we do, it's time to review, so let's review Chaf Heim Beis, going back to Chaf Heim and Aleph on the bottom of the page, five lines up from the bottom, Zuck to the Gemara, Bechia Bar Lul Yon Yi Shami Nil Hanach Nan Yon Yi Kami, these two cows got into each other. Nesiv and Nesiv Mayim Bam and Moe, bring rain to Amun Moe, Vom Lefana, Vibbana Shalolam, Kishan, Asat the Torah Lamchi Yisoh, and you give the Torah to the Jewish people, Chazat HaKol HaMasal, we went to all the Jewish, all the nations of the world, Velki Blu, they didn't accept the Torah. Now you're going to go ahead and you're going to give them rain. Keep it over here in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what ended up happening is that they listened and the clouds gave in Eretz Yisrael. What do we do with the fact that it says the tzaddik will flourish like a date palm, like the cedar of Lebanon. He will grow tall. In a matamar lomer in eras. Which one is it? Is it a tamar? Is it an eras? Is it like a date tree? Is it like cedar? V'im namar tamar lomer nemer eras. I said that already. V'im namar eras lomer nemer tamar. Lama ne'emar tamar. Ilu, remember tamar, v'lo number eres, if we just would have said tamar and eres, this yomar would have said, ma tamar, beep, turn the page, chafim and base, ain't gizom achlif, the chunk doesn't go and regenerate if it gets cut down, af sadi chas v'shalom, and gizom achlif, you think that maybe he's not going to regenerate, means he's not going to come back to chias amesim, look at number eres, that it does regenerate. Ilu number eres, you just said eres, v'lo number tamar, don't is yomar, my eres ain't ose peris, doesn't make peris. Avsad Chasham Ein Oseh Peros, so too, he's not going to get Peros on Mabba. Lakach Nemar Tamar Vinemar, as if it says both. Frankly, Rav Erez Gizom Achiv, is really true that the cedar tree grows back for time runs in a Brisa. Lakach Ilan Mechaver Lakos, if someone buys a tree for his friend to go and to cut it down to use the wood, then Magbiyum and a Karka Tefach is to leave over a Tefach on the bottom, because it's then cut from there, so it can regenerate. Besad and a Shikma, and have a sycamore tree, right? So what do you do? Shnei Tefachim, if to leave two Tefachim, a Besuas a Shikma, if it's one that's ever been cut down, then it's got to be Shlosh Tefachim, you got to leave three Tefachim, Bekanim, Ubekfanim, and deal with reeds and vines, I mean, a Bekakim, it's got to be from the not and above in order to regenerate, but the Kalmar Arazim, Chofel Matzim and Sharish, if we're doing with a Dekel or an Eris or even a cedar, yeah, you can just uproot the whole thing. Fishem gizom achav, because it doesn't grow back. Aye, but you said it does grow back. What's going on? It says Gemara, Hachmai Skina, what are we talking about? Bashamini Arazim, different types. Because Rabbi Barhuna, Dharma Barhuna, Asarimini Arazim, there's 10 of them. Shem, different types of Arazim. Shem, Eitim, Abidbar, Eres, Shita, Vahadis, Vigomer, there's a total of 10 over there. And some do grow back and some do not. Taner Abanan. Maisa, Blurbe, Lezer, Gazar, Shlosh, Say, Tainios, Alashibar, this goes there 13 times for Logosham, and green didn't come. And people started to leave at the end of this fast. And Malim says, okay, you better prepare for yourselves graves because you guess you're not going to survive. Go, call on Bechila, started crying out for the Chomarin came out. And the rain started coming down. Sorry, a little tired. Havu Miran and the Rabbanan Nucham Chum say, wow, oh no, they started talking a little bit of quiet talk against Rabbi Eliezer. What happens? That was great as Rabbi Kiva. Yatsabasko Vamir, the heavenly voice came and said, Lefim Mipnei, Loma Bnei Shizek Godom Mizan, not because Rabbi Kiva is greater, El Shizem Avi Bidosov, rather because Rabbi Kiva is more Mavi Bidosov, let things go. Vazay, no Mavi Bidosov, Eliezer does not let things go. Next, Tan Rabbanan, Admasayu Gishamim Yordim, Latim Poskamath Yasim, how much does the rain, how much must it rain that the community should now stop fasting? Kamlo Berach HaMachreish of Rabbi Meir, he says, the depth of the blade of the plow, it's Rabbi Meir. Racham Momim, Bechareva Tefach, in the case of dry soil, that it's got, even if it's only one Tefach, it's enough to stop fasting. Rabbeinus Tefachayim, if it's the case of medium soil, it's two Tefach, Ba'avuda Shosh Tefachim, and in the case of a plowed soil, then three. Time runs to the bar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, in the Tefach Mamala, Shein Tom Riotsa LeKosel Shosh Tefachim. There's no time that you're gonna have rain that goes to Tefach from up top, that the waters of the deep do not come and rise three hand breaths. I have a time for the Chaim, and the Bryce only two. Lokasha, Kamavuda, Kamashen Avuda. And the second Bryce is talking about the case where it's plowed. And the first one is talking about the case where it is unplowed, right? When it's plowed, so then it's going to be two Tefach. When it's unplowed, so then it's going to be three. Amar Belazar, Kishmanaskin Esamayim Bechag, when the water, the Nisach HaMayim is brought during the Chag to Homa Omer L'Chaveru, the waters of the deep say one to the other, Abba Mimecha, gush forth your waters, Kol Shnei Reim Anishamei. I hear the sound of two friends, right? That is of the water and of the wine, you know, the Nesachim. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Tehom El Tehom, Kori Lekot Sinerecha, the deep waters to the deep waters, call out to the roar of your water channels. Amar Abba, the Didichazi Lehai Ridia, I saw a vision of this angel by the name of Ridia, Dami Leeglo, who fears to say, he looks like a calf and his lips are parted, Vekaima bin Tahoma Tata, La Tahoma Yilah, is between the lower waters and the lower deep waters and the upper deep waters, La Tahoma Yilah, Amalei, he says, and aware, to the upper deep waters, he says, sprinkle down your waters, and then the Tahoma Tata, Lay the lower waters, he says, Abba Mimecha, let you gush forth your waters. Shenemar ha-nitzanim niru ba'aretz. As the Pasuk says, the blossoms are seen in the land. Zog, next part of the Mishnah. Hayu misanin v'yadu gisham mekodem etzachama. Say they were fasting and then rain started coming down before etzachama. Tell me about it. Hayu misanin v'yadu gisham mekodem etzachama. Lo yishlim edem to finish it off. La'achir etzachama yishlim edem for mayor. Afterwards, they finish off for mayor. B'yudah omer. Kodem chatzos lo yishlim. If it's before chatzos, you get stopped. La'chatzos, you got to finish it off. B'yosi omer kodem teshos lo yishlim. Don't finish off. La'chatzos, Hashem, you got to finish it off. Shekem asinim ha'achim melech Yisrael. She'esanim itesh shos ha'ma. He passed from down on Shema Hara Isa Kinachna Ach Nichna Ach of Rabbi Huda Nisia Gazak Tanisa. He made a fast for Yodelhem Gisham Lach and Zachama, and this rain came after Zachama. The Savala Shemini, they said, look, it's finished off, like Ramir said, Amalev Ami, Kodem Chatzos Achatzos, that's what Talach is. Shmuel Akatan Gazak Tanisa, Vyardu Lehem Gishamim Kodem Zachama. Kisrum Aham Lomer Shvachus Tibur said, oh, look how great Hashem, you know, the Tibur is, that Hashem did their needs before they requested it. Amalehem, he says back to him, not necessarily. I'm Shalachem Mashal, Lamad Dover. It's like a servant who wants to get something, a reward from his master. So what happens? Hashem wants to not even to deal with them. So what does he do? He says, you know, to his shliach, tenu lo v'al yesh makolo, just give whatever he needs. I don't even want to hear his voice. So it's not as great as he thought it was. Shuv shmo, katan gozer tenis, tov yadu lem, gisham malach, shikis lecham, after shikis lecham, gisfer ma'am, lo mishvach, shal tzibah, hu, the shevach of the tzibah, the rain didn't fall until the end of the fast. He just wanted to hear all their tefillos. Amal em shmo, lo shevach, shal tzibah, hu, emish lelo, emish lecham, mashal, tehe, mashal. Amad av redom, was against prayer, tu, levitch, mvakish, pras, mirabu, he wants him to get some pras from his rav, from his master, v'amal em, and he wants to punish them. So he says, I'm tina lo, achi, it's Mac Meg, it's dire wind until he's humbled and distressed, and then go ahead and give him what he needs. So how do you have Shevach of the Tzibur? I'm a Mashav Ruach from Hashem Zika. Let him say Mashav Ruach, and then the wind starts to blow, and then the rain starts to come immediately. That would be the Shevach. All right, here we go. Let's start with today. Ma'aseh goes with Tisa B'Lud. One time they set up a decree, you know, fast in Lud, and Rabbi Tarfon told them to eat and to be festive, and afterwards they said, Halal Gadol. V'nimer Halal Me'ikara. Let them say Halal initially before they go home to eat. Abai V'Rav, the Mitzvah, they said, L'fish Ein Omrim Halal, peep turn the page. Chav Avim Ralph, Ela Nefesh Tzvea V'Kara Malaya. Malaya, except for when someone is satiated and he has a full stomach. That's when you start to say Halal. Says Rashi, Mitoch. Right? It says such a lashon, so it's good to say it alasova when you're already satiated. Any, is that really true? Vahara Papa Ikla de Bekinishta de Avi Govar. Rashi says the Shem Adam Omakam is a place of a person or a place. The name of a person or a place. He visited the shul of Avi Govar. Because of tainus and he made a tainus over yodolim gisham and chatzos ad chatzos the rain fell for them until chatzos. The Amr Halal, and he said, Halal, Vachachach, Vishas, only after he ate and he drank. So what do you see? Even beforehand. Shani, Mene Mechuza. No, it's different the case of Mene Mechuza. The Shechichah, but it was Shechichah, because getting drunk is very common for them. Rashi says, Gayim, Vishichus, Apishai, Upshai, below your Amr Halal. You're going to get drunk, and then they're going to be saying Halal. So for they said it first. Hajin Lach, Seder, Tanyo, Selu, Indalalalai, Ey, Indalalalai, Oh, you know what I mean? It is, we said Hajin Lach, let's go back to Yud Chesma base. And quickly, Hajin Lach, Seder, Tanyo, Selu. Okay, we are Yotze. Let us continue. The fourth parak of Meseches Tainis. But this is not just the fourth, my friends. This is the last parak. Here we go. Well, not just the Mishnah, but the very long Mishnah, so it's going to take us to the bottom of the Amud here. B'shlosha prakim bashana, there are three times a year. Kohanim nosim eskapayim. You have the Kohanim, they do nesiyas kapayim. They do, you know, birchas kohanim. And they bless the peeps. Arba pa'amim b'yom, four times during the day. B'shachis, b'mosaf, b'milcha, u'b'ni'ilas sha'arim. Shachis, mosaf, milcha, ni'ila.
We'll see in the Gemara what exactly is going on over here. B'tayni yosuba ma'bama dosu yom kippurim. What are these three times that we say b'shulzor v'mashana? They are on fast days, on ma'amados, and on Yom Kippur. It was right before Yom Kippur, in the shtiel there was fear. Or those are the times you add it in. Obviously, we can explain what these are. Elohim ma'amados, these are ma'amados. What does ma'amados mean? Ma'amados means literally from the lashon of amidah, to be standing. And we know that during when certain karbonos are brought, that they have to be, well, when karbonos are brought, they have to have somebody standing over it. We're going to get that in a moment. So, Elohim ma'amados, lefisha ne'amar tzavos b'nei Yisrael, as karbon yilachmi lishai. Re'ach nuchin nishabu, like we don't know. What does that mean when it says tzavos b'nei Yisrael? Ram Ratalim, it's Karbani Lachmi, says Rashi, Sha Tamid Ba, Minashkalim shall call Yisrael. Vyevsha Shiyu call Yisrael, Omdim al Gabi Karbanim. When a person goes to bring the carbon, you have to be there when they're bringing the carbon. It's called Yisrael, it's called Ma'amados, a Maimon. You have to be Omdim al Gaban, al Gabayan. So when you bring the Tamid, which is for all of Klai Yisrael, and it comes from the Shkalim, you can't have the entire Jewish people that are standing over there. So what they do, Aminu Ma'amados, they set up like these rotation Ma'amados to be there, to be standing over it. How can it be it's being brought? He's not there. It's set up 24 Mishmaros. They divided the Kohanim and Levim into 24 groups that served the Beis HaMikdash. One week at a time, I'll call Mishmar and Mishmar for every single Mishmar. Hayu Maimer Ma'amid Yerushalayim Shel Kohanim Shel Levim Vishel Yisrael. There was a Yisraelim. There was a Maimid in Yerushalayim, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, that would stand by as the carbonists were there. They were the Shlichim of the Yidin. Rashi says, I'll call Mishmar Arbav Esr Mishmos Shel Kohanim Hayu Yishmol V'David Tiknum V'al Kol Mishmar Hayu Maimid Yerushalayim. On everything, there was a Maimon Yishalayim Shekvuin, V'omdem Bi'ir, V'omdem Al-Karban Acheyim, U'levad Elu Hadarim Yishalayim, Ha'imaz B'chol Yerusha Yisrael, Nechluku, L'chavtei Nima Amodos, the 24 of them, can I get the 24 watches that we find in the Kohanim, can the title of Rabbi Shel, Mem Tes Midos, V'hainu, V'tanan, Ha'yo Maimon Yishalayim, Kodom Zim, V'Yisraelim. When the time for each one of the Mishmaros would come up, Kohanim Levim Olim LYushalayim, the Kohanim Levim of the Mishmar go up to Yushalayim, and of Yisrael Shabaoso Mishmar Miskansan LaRayim, and the Yisraelim on that Mishmar who are not in Yushalayim would assemble in their towns, Vikarin B'Maisa Bereshis, and they would read from Maisa Bereshis, right? And we're going to see this on the next half. What exactly is going on over there? Call for Mesa Bereshis. Says the Gemara, right? Rashi says the Gemara first. Time out, says the Mishnah, continuing on. Bayom Harishon. Well, right before that, so basically what we said was that there were 24 groups of Sir'elim. Again, they were called the Ma'amados, as in Maimon, as in standing over, by the 24 Mishra corresponding to those of the Kohanim Levim. When it came time for what they would do, some of them would go and stand by the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and the others would gather in their local shuls, and they would go and they would daven, they would fast, and there would be special portions in the Halakha Torah. And that's what we say now. Bayom HaRishon, on Sunday, they would read the words Bereshis V'Yehi Rakia. Right, they would read from those parashios. Rashi says, Bayom HaRishon Shel Shavua, Karin Bereshis, Parasha Rishon, Parashis V'Yehi Rakia, Levishen Parashis Bereshis Levada, Tes Psukim, because it doesn't have nine Psukim, because they create us, Kor Levi Yisrael, V'Chein Kulin, so to all of them.
Therefore, they would add in this extra part. But Sheni Yirakia veYikavu haMayim. They would read from there. But Shlishi Yikavu haMayim veYihi Meoros. Sorry, just going right there in Bereishis. Beravi Yihi Meoros veYishrutu haMayim. They'd read from there to Yishrutu haMayim. Bachamishi Yishrutu haMayim veTotzi haAretz. BaShishi veTotzi haAretz vaYichulu haShemayim. Rashi says the fish of the parashas Totzi haAretz ein baElah Shmona Pesukim lefikach. Amar veYichulu says veYichulu to get a few more pesukim. You have to have at least 9. Parsha Gedola Karnosav Ishnayim Vakatana Biyachid. Everything, the longer paragraph was read by 2 people, and the shorter one was read by 1 person. Rashi's Parsha Gedola Shabbat Parsha Salalu Karnosav Bishnayim. Kigon Parsha Rishona Shabbat Rishis Yeshla Chamisha Psukim. Hay Karnosav Bishnayim. Kidar Minim Begamar Yirakia Be'echad. Ubiyom Hashemi Yirakia Be'echad Yavo Bishnayim Sheshba Hei Psukim. Biyom Ashlishi Yikavu Be'echad Shein Ba Ela Chamei Psukim Vayhima Ores B'Shtayim Shish Ba Vav Psukim B'Shachris back in the Gemara B'Shachris B'Musaf. So again, Pashgadol Karnasa B'Shtayim B'Katana B'Yachid B'Shachris B'Musaf. This was done B'Shachris B'Musaf U'B'Mincha Nechnasa V'Karna L'P'yem B'Mincha. They would come into the shul and they would say this Psukim by heart. I just call Echad B'Fayat, which they would say by themselves. Boy, the Gemara is going to ask, "My Kama Meikar Katani Parsha Katana Damashet Besifra Torah Koren V'Hadar Tana Alpiyam Parsha Beniil Aleka." Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. Back at the Mishnah now, Mimichin is also Koren Alpiyam Kikoren Es Shema, just like you say Shema by heart. Even though Torah Shavuot is supposed to be said only reading from inside, but this could be said by heart, just like Shema is said by heart, because it is a screw of a piv, something which is known very, very well. Erev Shabbos b'mincha lohi nichtasim b'fei kavod Shabbos. There they don't do it because of kavod Shabbos. Okay. It's also put the times when you don't do it. Kol yom shish or halel ein ma'amir b'shachas. Whenever there's a day that you say halel, so then you do not do the ma'amad b'shaharit. That would be something like Chanukah, right? There's halal, no musaf. What's going on over there, etc. Karban musaf ain b'ni'ila. Whenever you have a day that musaf is brought in the Beit HaMikdash, there's also going to be no ma'amad by ni'ila. And karban etzim ain b'mincha. Any day where you have the karban etzim, the wood offering, there's no ma'amad service at mincha. The Rebbe Kiva, Zakas is Rebbe Kiva. Amar lo ben Azi, he said, Kachayu Rebbe Yeshua Shona. Rebbe Yeshua said the following. Carbon musaf ein b'mincha. Any day that musaf is brought, then there's going to be no ma'amad by mincha. Carbon eitzim ein b'ni'ila. When it's carbon eitzim that's brought, they would have no ma'amad by ni'ila. Chazar b'kiv li'oshona k'benazai b'kiv then retracted and took on the position of ben azai. What is this wood offering? What are we talking about? When the Yidden came back from Bavel, Golas Bavel, and they wanted to go bring karbanos, there was no wood that was in the Beis HaMikdash. In order to make sure that this was going to happen, there were a bunch of families that came forward and they volunteered to bring wood. And because of this great thing, the Nevi'im set up that in the future years, these families should continue to give, even if it's full of wood, and each one celebrate the day in which they brought the wood. It was a Yom Tov for them. And they took on this minhag for not giving a spedim or fasting or work on those particular days. So now we say, Zman Atzei Kohanim V'Am Tisha. The wood festival of the Kohanim and the people was 9 times a year. Be'achad ben Nisan, ben Arach ben Yehuda. On the first of Nisan, then it was the children, the Bnei Arach ben Yehuda. It was their family that gave the wood. Be'asim B'Tamuz, Bnei David ben Yehuda. Be'chamisha Ba'av, Bnei Parosh ben Yehuda. Be'shivabo, Bnei Yonadav ben Rechav. Be'asarabo, Bnei son of Sna'a, pardon, ben Binyamin. Be'chamisha Asarabo, Bnei Zatu ben Yehuda. V'yimayim Kohanim Levi'im. V'chol mishita b'shivto, and anyone who is uncertain of which Shevet he was, right? He didn't know which one he came from. Of one of these families, he gave wood, but he didn't know which one. He would join the family of Zatu. They bring in the 15th of Av. Obnei Gonvei Eli, Obnei Kotzei Kitzios, the family of pestle smugglers and fig cutters. There's one family over here. We're going to see in a few daf what exactly is going on over there. And why they had those names. Be'asim Bo, Bnei Pachas Mov Ben Yehuda, the 20th. The month you had those family members. Be'esem elo b'nei adin ben Yehuda. Be'echa b'teves shavu b'nei parosh shenia. On the first of Teves, as the family of Parosh returned to give a second time. They would double down, they give more. Grashes gemara mafarish. I might cover lahem elu azmanim. Why they set up these particular times. Now, be'echa b'teves layebo maimed. On the first of Teves, there was no maimed at all. Shayebo halal v'karbon musaf v'karbon etzim. Right, echa Teves is during Hanukkah, it's Rosh Chodesh, right? There's a lot of stuff going on over there. Chamisha Devarim. Oh, no, we're going to stop over here. We're going to stop over here. Okay, folks, we're going to call it over here. Until next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.